The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School, the final weekend of the regular season for the Irish girls and boys. And they have two Southeast 1B Great Division opponents this weekend. Tonight, the Sunnyside Christian Knights. Tomorrow, the Touche Redhawks. And the outcomes of the games will finalize where the Irish girls and boys will play next week. Next week starts the postseason. And we'll talk about a lot of that and some different scenarios. The good news is, both the girls and boys are guaranteed at least two games in the postseason, which will start next week. The Lady Irish versus the Sunnyside Christian Lady Knights to start off this doubleheader broadcast in the final weekend of January. We're glad you're with us. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
With the first two. We're right back here at the Stales, the Lady Irish, the designated home team. Down to my right in the white home uniforms with the forest green trim and the Vegas trim, the Vegas gold. The Lady Knights, a very traditionally strong program. They typically make the state tournament. Last year was actually an exception for their program. They suit up just eight girls. They'll be in the road crimson with trim in white. I was kind of curious about the fact that they only suited up eight players. You only need five, theoretically. In the matchup between these two teams back on December 20th, the Knights had three players foul out. So that happens again this evening. They'd have just the five players left to play. But we'll see. Every game's different. And later into this pregame, we'll talk about how that matchup went. This is the ending weekend of the regular season. DeSales tonight against Sunnyside Christian. Touche in the Irish gym tomorrow. It'll be senior night, and so it's a good time to really start taking a closer look at the standings as the top four teams from the Southeast 1B Grape Division will match up with the top four teams of the Southeast 1B Wheat Division in next week's league tournament, which is how we start determining who's going to advance to state and regional and district and all that kind of stuff. District first, then regionals and state. On the girls' side of things, Yakima Nation Tribal was 12-0, ranked number two in the state. They have locked up number one in the Great Division. Liberty Christian beat the Lady Irish on Tuesday in Richland, a game where they were both tied for second. And since then, Liberty Christian is now 8-3, and they are locked in to the number two spot. Technically, they could lose. They play their final league game tomorrow at Prescott. Prescott's girls are 3-7. So unless there's some kind of a huge upset, it looks like Liberty Christian is going to face second. Sunnyside Christian is at 7-4. The Irish girls' opponent tonight, Sunnyside Christian, will finish their regular season with this game. And the DeSales girls dropped to 6-4. And so they would have to, the Lady Irish would have to win out. And somehow Sunnyside Christian would have to lose a game for the Irish to get up to third. And they could lose, obviously. The Irish girls could beat them tonight. And then Sunnyside Christian, well, they could tie him for third. I take that back. The Lady Irish could tie for third. And then out of the running for the postseason, Prescott, Touche, and Walla Walla Valley Academy. In the Wheat Division, the Garpal Lady Vikings are 11-0. Oakdale is 10-1. Those two teams play each other tomorrow night. Pomeroy is in third at 7-3, and Tico Rosalia is fourth at 5-5. So it is likely that the Lady Irish will play at either Garpal or Oakdale next week when the postseason starts. On the boys' side, the Irish boys are one game behind Liberty Christian in the win column. Liberty Christian's boys, 12-1, 18-1 overall, still ranked number one in the state. I say still because DeSales, we went over to Richland Tuesday night, and DeSales beat the undefeated, previously undefeated Liberty Christian Patriots. So the Irish are 11-1 with two games left. Liberty Christian is 12-1 with one game left, that being at Prescott, who is winless. So the Irish boys knock off Liberty Christian, but the computer power rankings have kept Liberty Christian ranked number one. DeSales moved up to number five. Sunnyside Christian is in third at 10-3. And if the Irish beat Sunnyside Christian, they will clinch at least a second place berth in the league tournament next week and a first round home game. If the Irish lose to Sunnyside Christian, the Irish would have to beat Touche tomorrow to secure that second place spot. So I think that's how it works out. Sunnyside Christian, just a game back at 10-3. They only have one more game left, as I mentioned during the girls' visit. Actually, this is their last game. I keep forgetting that. Touche is 6-6. They are in fourth place. So the Touche Redhawks have the fourth place spot locked up. They can't, there's no scenario where they could get up to third place. But that's a talented team. They could make some noise in the postseason. My little, I guess with my experience, my analysis is, on the boys' side of things, the Grape Division, which the Irish are in, seems to be stronger top to bottom than the Wheat Division. In the Wheat Division, Garpal is undefeated at 12-0 in the league and ranked number 11. Oakdale is 11-1. The Irish boys beat them handily here last week. Pomeroy is third at 8-4. DeSales beat them handily. And Dayton is 7-5. So as far as games next week, the Lady Irish will play on the road Wednesday. Time and location yet to be determined. It'll probably be at either Garpal or Oakdale. The boys will play Thursday here at the Sales, likely against Pomeroy or Tico Rosalia. And then the girls, win or lose, will play again on Friday, location and opponent yet to be determined. And the boys would play again on Saturday of next week opponent and location yet to be determined. So the league tournament gets underway next week. Fun time of year. We'll be back with a closer look at how these two teams are playing heading into this final weekend of the season. Listen to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live between games. The Irish girls are warming up since the JV boys game got over. The Irish JV boys lost to Sunnyside Christian by 10 points. The Sales girls under head coach Nick Hazeltine, 6-4 in the division, currently in fourth place in the Southeast 1B. The Lady Irish losing at Liberty Christian on Tuesday. Lady Irish are 9-9 overall with two games left in the season, trying to guarantee themselves at least a 500 record if they can beat Sunnyside Christian for the second time this season. They beat the Lady Knights back on December 20th. Tuesday was a tough one for the Lady Irish, a game that if they could have won that ball game, they would have been solidly in second place. And they led the whole first half through the midway part of the third quarter, had a great game plan going. They were handling the Liberty Christian pressure. In fact, the Patriots had to take the press off because the Irish were scoring some easy baskets, and they were getting the ball inside to Peyton Benavidez. The Irish defense was very good. They held Liberty Christian to just 14 points in the first half, had a 25-14 point lead, an 11-point advantage. And they maintained that through midway through the third quarter. And at some point, the Patriot girls really turned up the defensive pressure. The girls had a spurt where they just were giving it to the other team on each possession. Liberty Christian was scoring. The Sales was turning the ball over before they could even get into their offense. And it wasn't really a full-court press. It was just aggressive on-ball pressure. And then they were anticipating where the pass was going. Just a lot of stuff went wrong for the Lady Irish in that third quarter. And when the momentum turned, it really turned. The Irish lead was down to 5 by the end of the third quarter. And then Liberty Christian scored 19 points in the fourth quarter, won the ball game 48-44. They just didn't handle the pressure. Too many unforced turnovers. Give Liberty Christian credit. They worked hard. Took Teresa Holtzinger away offensively for the Irish as far as being a scorer. And that's what every team's going to do when they play us. And the ball pressure, we just couldn't handle it. And then the free throw line disparity was a challenge. The Lady Irish went to the line 9 times and made only 2. That's certainly our fault. But Liberty Christian went to the free throw line 20 six times, three times as often as the Lady Irish. They made 12 of them, and that was really the difference in the ball game. A four-point loss, outscored 12-2 at the free throw line. Peyton Benavidez, the 5'8 junior, was hard to handle for the Patriots, and we got the ball to her often. She led all scorers in that ball game with 24 points. Sunnyside Christian's girls under Stormy Van Beek, she's a former player. Stormy Van Bell, I knew I would say that wrong. They've got Van Beeks, Van Bells, Van Hoods, Van Witts, So Stormy Van Bell's girls are 7-4 in the division, a game ahead of the Irish in the win column. 13-6 overall. They have currently won three games in a row. They won at Liberty Christian 53-46. Last Saturday, they beat Prescott 50-22, and they beat Touche last night up in Sunnyside. So they drive down here, make the trip down here to take on the Irish. When these teams met on December 20th, it was 38-22 to Sales. Defense, defense, defense. Sunnyside Christian had 4 points in the first half. That's been a theme for the late Irish. They put a lot of pressure on you defensively, and then they try to hang on in the second half, and they did in a big way in that one, beat Sunnyside Christian by 16, but that was over a month ago on December 20th. Sloppy play by both teams, but the Lady Irish survived it. And we'll talk more about how the girls performed statistically in those games for when we announce the starting lineups after this timeout. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. We've had our prayer and our flag salute. Now we're going to get ready for the starting lineups. I was You guys have the starters, or?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Well,
get them as they go.
We'll get the starting lineups as we go. As Pat Walls sitting down the way from me, I can't see who's. Let's see, 14, 20, and 3. 14, 23, 5, and.
There you go.
5 and 50. There you go.
You got it.
Okay, starting for Sunnyside Christian, the head coach Stormy Van Bell, Gina Ellenbots, a 5'5 sophomore. She had 3 points before fouling out when these teams met on December 20th. Devin Harrington, the 5'3 senior. She has been their starting point guard since her eighth grade year. She is a very talented player. Teresa Holtzinger and Tessa Mendoza and other players really all worked very hard. The game plan was to stop her, and they did. She had 11 of points in that ball game up in, on December 20th, but did not score in the first half. Taylor Rodel, a 5'2 junior, will start. Maylee Smink, a 5'9 junior, will start. She fouled out of that ball game on December 20th. And Kendall Reel, a 5'9 junior, she also fouled out of that ball game. I mentioned that kind of in my opener. They only suit up 8 players tonight. Three girls fouled out back on December 20th. So if that happens tonight, they'll be down to just 5, which you only need 5 for the Lady Irish. Starting for DeSales, Peyton Benavidez, the 5'8 junior, that big game at Liberty Christian, 24 points on Tuesday. She had 15 the last time these teams played. Teresa Holtzinger, the point guard, the 5'4 sophomore, she is the focus of every opponent's defensive plan. She's an excellent ball handler. She can hit the 3. She can drive to the basket. She can hit the mid-range shot if she can find the room to shoot. She had 12 at Liberty Christian. She had 13 in the win over Sunnyside Christian. Tessa Mendoza, a 5'6 freshman. She is a defensive specialist. She seems just a little bit taller every time I see her out there. She's listed at 5'6", and she's a very good defensive player. Addison Mason will start, the 5'8 freshman. She had 4 points at Liberty Christian. And Maddie Ortuno, the senior, the 5'4 senior, will start to round out Coach Hazeltine's starting 5. Well, Lon, you've taken the seat next to me. We're ready to go. Who are our officials tonight?
Looks like Derek Heintzman is U2, Jim Sanders U1, and Justin James is going to throw the ball up as a referee.
So what's U stand for? Umpire?
Umpire 1, umpire 2.
Okay.
Umpire 1 gets to chop the clock.
Okay, so the tip-off is ready. It's tossed up, controlled by Sunnyside Christian. The Lady Knights in black road uniforms with yellow numbers. No, very little crimson trim. Black is a very common color on some teams on the road now. Reel hands it off to Smink. Back to Harrington. Deep 3. It's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Coach Van Bell tries to get her best player started off, gets set up, sets up a 3-pointer behind a screen, and she leaves it short. Just underway now, Teresa Holtzel will bring it into front court. Harrington meets her at the timeline. High post to Mason, faces up on Reel. Kick out to Mendoza. Right corner pass now to Ortuno. Drives in, passes to Holtzinger. Down on the baseline to Benavidez. 8-footer, she's got it. Nice ball movement by the Lady Irish. Got the defense over-rotated. And Benavidez picks up where she left off against Liberty Christian. She is finishing her shots. Irish girls up 2-0. Second possession for the Knights. Boy, it is loud in the gym. That's good. And there's a drive to the basket. Oh, traveling is called on Smink. Maylee Smink, the 5'9 junior. Her dad, Al Smink, was the head coach for many years for their ladies' programs, and they were a perennial state tournament qualifier under his direction. High right elbow to Mason. Down Holtzinger on the drive. Cut off, kick out to Benavidez. Swing it to Mendoza. Mendoza slapped away by Smink. Goes right to Ortuno. Cross court to Holtzinger. 7 on the shot clock. Teresa sees it. Gets a screen. They switch on the screen. She's going to have to throw up a tough one off. She got up off the glass, but it wouldn't go. Defense is very good by the Knights. Rebound by Reel. Now off to Harrington. Into front court. Lady Irish will drop into a 2-3 zone. Harrington tries to drive. Cut off. Now Smink dribbling left to right. She'll give it off to Ellen Boss. One dribble, and now she'll get it to Harrington. She'll fire another deep three. It's blocked by Mendoza. Loose ball tipped by Mason to Benavidez. Good defense by Tessa. Now to Holsinger. Finds Ortuno wide open underneath. Didn't take the shot. Gave it off to Mason. Mason can't hit it. Maddie's got to shoot that ball. She was right there at the block. Rio was coming in there. Rio is 5'9", but I thought Maddie should have took that shot. Tough break there, but Irish playing very good defense. 2 3-point attempts by Harrington. Neither one has hit the rim. She drives in this time and leans into a shot, misses it, but she's fouled. She is their offense. She says, I am not going to go scoreless in the first half of this one. She's the only Knight player who's taken a shot. That foul was on Holtzinger, and that's her first. And Harrington at the free throw line. And the first one is good. So the Knights get on the scoreboard. Irish up 2-1. Just underway first quarter, 5:51 to go first quarter. Harrington's second free throw is on the way and off the mark. Rebound by Benavidez. Benavidez has it knocked away by Smink. Smink falls out of bounds trying to save it. Right in front of Nick Hazeltine. He helps her up. And so the Irish will inbound it and lead it 2-1. Sales scored on their first possession. Haven't since, as the Knights have run the shot clock down. And Mason drives in on the elbow and scores it. Oh, and I love her. I love her passion. So she caught the ball at the left elbow with her back to the basket. Real was up on her. A spin right around her down the left side. Drew the contact. The lay-in spun on the rim and fell in. And now she's at the free throw line with a chance to complete a three-point play. And it's wide left. The Lady Irish free throw shooting is really becoming a bit of a problem. Just 2 of 9 in the loss of Liberty Christian. But Addison got the field goal, and the Irish are up 4-1. That foul was on Real. It's her first. Up top to Smink. Smink to Harrington. Harrington's taken all their shots so far. She'll take another. She lends in to Holtzinger. Shot won't go. Rebound Benavidez. So she's really trying to create contact and lean into Holtzinger and draw those fouls. Irish with the rebound. They get it to Mason. Now Smink and Harrington double team her. They swing it to Benavidez. Down low to Ortuno. Up top to Holtzinger. Deep three off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Smink. Knights have it. Kellenboss now to Harrington. So Harrington is 0-for-3 from the three-point line. Her last two attempts, she's tried to drive hard right into the chest of Holtzinger. They get it down low to Rodel. Rodel loses the ball on the end line, knocked away by Mendoza and out of bounds. So the Knights will inbound on the baseline down to our left near the Irish bench. And they get it inbounds to Elea Elizondo, a freshman who's checked in. Inbound to Smink. Smink, 18-footer, won't go from the baseline. Rebound Ortuno. And then Benavidez has it, and she turns and throws it right to Real. She was going to give it back to Teresa, and Real caught it. And they get it to Harrington, and Harrington hits the three. Nick Hazeltine says, timeout, as Devin Harrington at the Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and we're tied at 4. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
God. On the inbound, Audrey Casso has checked in, and they get a download of Benavidez, and she's sandwiched between two Knights. And we've got a foul on Smink. So Coach Hazeltine says the unforced turnover, which is the bugaboo for the Irish this year. Now on the inbound, they get it to Benavidez. She leaves it short, rebounded by Elizondo, a little 5-foot freshman. Now ahead to Harrington, to Smink on the baseline. She drives baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. The Knights turn it over. 4:09 to go first quarter. 4-4 is our score. Holtzinger brings it to front court. Harrington on her. They'll try to trap her. She'll dribble out of the trap. Throw it right wing to Mendoza. Inside to Benavidez. Wide open and she's fouled. And that's the action that worked really well against Liberty Christian. Teresa brings the ball up the court on one side, swings it to the opposite side, and then Benavidez open on the block. She was fouled by Smink, so two quick fouls on Smink. And now Benavidez at the free throw line. She hits it. Nice rotation on the shot. Nothing but net. I'm sure she worked on it. She really struggled from the free throw line for the Lady Irish, going, I think, 1 for 8 from the line against Liberty Christian. She hits that one. Irish lead 5-4. She hits them both. Nice recovery from Tuesday night for the 5-8 junior. Irish up 6-4. Harrington brings it into front court. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Harrington gets a screen from Real, dumps it down low to Ellenboss. Pass in the quarter to Elizondo. Knocked away and stolen by Holtzinger. She's trapped in the corner, throws it out front, and Casso beats Harrington to the ball, and Casso is fouled, and I think it's on Harrington. Teresa Holtzinger in jail down there in the corner. She was being defended by two players. She threw it over the top of it, and then Casso beat Harrington and Elizondo to the ball, and the foul is going to be on Elizondo. I wish it would have been on Harrington. Fourth foul on the Knights, though, here in the first quarter. The Irish will shoot free throws on all defensive Knight fouls, and there's Mason, goes right by Real again, and she's fouled again. Three Knights were there, so Mason just a quick first step and down the lane. And the foul is on Harrington. Is that Harrington?
Yep.
Her first, okay.
We're going to take it to the hole, Addison. Yep. That's great.
Addison will shoot two free throws. Her first one is up and in and out. Looked good. Nice rotation. Just went in and out. Irish lead 6-4, 3:31 to go in the first quarter. Lindley Donnelly checks in as Mendoza gets a break. Lindley, a 5'3 sophomore. And a nice shot by Mason on the second one. So Addison hits the free throw. The Irish lead is 7-4. Mason will get a break. And Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2 eighth grader, checks in. The Irish show full court pressure. They get into Harrington, working against Donnelly. And Donnelly knocks it away, and a foul's called. Knocked the ball loose, but got called for the foul. So Lindley, I like the energy with the defense, making Harrington work. Depth is to the Irish's advantage. The Knights only have 8 players suited up. They get it into Harrington. Donnelly shadowing her. Up the sideline, there's a big, hard screen from Real. Lindley tries to fight through it. Now they'll swing it around to Ava Kaufman, who's also checked in. She's also a freshman. They get on the baseline to Ellenboss, and she hits the 17-footer. 7-6, Irish lead is 1. Van Bell wanted pressure. They didn't get it, Coach Van Bell. And now Holtzinger bringing it into front court. Right wing pass to Ferraro. Now on the baseline to Casso. Nobody on her. And now she misses the shot, but Donnelly gets the rebound, and it's a jump ball. Audrey was wide open on the baseline at about 8 feet. They got her the pass. She attacked the basket and just didn't get the ball up to the rim. Possession arrow to the Lady Irish. Inbounding under their own basket, leading 7-6. Nobody open inside to get it in the corner to Donnelly. No room to shoot. She'll drive to 17 feet away, get to Frau. Over to Holtzinger on the left wing. Two players on her. Pass down low to Benavidez. And now they step in and double hit at team her. And a whistle and double dribble. Benavidez dropped the pass and looked like she maybe trapped it on her leg. So Irish turn it over. Knights can take a lead here. 2:43 to go, first quarter. As Harrington brings it across the timeline. Behind the track, back with the dribble. Donnelly harassing her on the left wing. She picks up the dribble, and we have a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Lindley. Lindley, the 5'3 sophomore, is being a little too aggressive. You can tell she's fired up and ready to go, but she's just getting too aggressive. So she'll have to come out with two quick fouls. Tessa Mendoza checks in, as does Addison Mason. So Ferraro, Gretchen Ferraro off in Castle off the Irish bench, along with the starters, Mendoza, Mason, and Teresa Holtzinger. Knights inbound the ball and dribble it around the left side. That's Elizondo, the freshman. Passes to Ellenboss. Her pass stolen away by Mendoza. Now stolen back by Ellenboss. And now we've got a whistle and a travel call. The Lady Irish ball security, this is what got them mid-third quarter to the end of the game against Liberty Christian. And you know Sunnyside watched that film, and they are really attacking the Lady Irish as soon as they get the ball. But the Knights turn it back over. Mason looks to drive, can't do it. Now gets it to Mendoza. Back to Mason. One dribble kick out to Ferraro. Long jump shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Harrington. 1:58 to go first quarter. Lady Irish up 7-6 in this low-scoring first quarter. Harrington drives right side. Kick over to Elizondo. The freshman shot won't go. Rebound tipped away from Holtzinger. Out of bounds off the Knights. Each team with just two field goals. The Irish field goals, a two-pointer by Peyton Benavides, a two-pointer by Addison Mason. The Knights, a three-pointer by Devin Harrington, and a two-pointer by Ellen Boss. The Knights are 1 of 2 from the line. The Irish are 3 of 4 from the line with a one-point lead in this low-scoring game. High post pass again to Mason, and she traveled. The first two times she got the ball, she went right by the defense, and the last two times she tries, it hasn't worked. That time she turned, and the defense was there, and then she just started chopping her feet. Can't do that. Irish turn it over again. Ellen Boss looks to get it down low to Rodel. No room to Mendoza, knocks it away from Ellen Boss, takes it from Ellen Boss. Oh, and a jump ball called. Ellen Boss and Harrington tied her up. I was hoping they'd call a foul on Harrington. It would have been her second. Now the possession arrow in favor of the Lady Irish. Or excuse me, the Lady Knights. Claire Hawk checks in, 5'3 freshman. So Coach Stormy Van Bell has 8 girls on her roster, and they've all been in the game. And now a quick 3 by Hawk, who just checked in. It's an air ball. It goes to Rodel. Actually, they say it hit the rim. Now Elizondo takes a shot. It won't go. Rebound Mason. Mason heading the other way. They haven't stopped the dribble. Now they do, and she travels again. Oh, boy.
Put it up, Addison.
A lot of unforced turnovers. By game 20, this shouldn't be happening. Game 19, actually. 7-6. The Sales girls got to get refocused. Harrington on the drive. Good news is we're up by 1. Elizondo on the right wing with it. Up top to Harrington. Harrington dribbles to the left elbow, and she's fouled by Mendoza. Mendoza reached out, kind of grabbed Harrington on the dribble drive. And that's 4 fouls on the Lady Irish. 51.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. So free throws for either team on all defensive fouls here in the final minute. Elizondo, the freshman, will inbound it. In the right corner, it's Hawk, also a freshman. She has it knocked away. Casso changes down at half court. It's ball's knocked back, ball's loose. And Holtzinger gets it in front court. Benavides right by Elizondo, misses a lay-in, a rebound. Mason and she's tied up. The Lady Irish just pressing right now as Peyton Benavides, a 5'11 junior, caught the ball on the block. Elizondo, a 5-foot freshman, and couldn't score it on her. Possession arrow to the Irish. Inbound swing it to Holtzinger in the corner. 3 on the way, won't go. Mendoza got it. Kicks it back to Holtzinger. She'll try again. It's short again. Elizondo and Benavides tied up. Teresa off the mark on a couple of 3-point attempts there. 25.6 seconds to go, first quarter. DeSales up 7-6. They get it to Hawk. Hawk has it stolen away by Holtzinger. Holtzinger, bounce pass inside to Mendoza. Beautiful pass, won't take the shot. She was covered. Up top to Castle. Now to Holtzinger. Ahead to Mason. She shoots from the foul line, and she is bumped in the back by Harrington. All right. That's 2 on Harrington. She's a senior, 5-year starter, and she knows how to play with fouls. So they dumped it to the high post, and Harrington just retreated and followed the ball. Usually Mason's been driving. That time she just went to shoot the 15-footer, and Harrington just ran into it. Mason misses the first free throw. I said the Irish were 3 of 4. They actually were 3 of 5, now 3 of 6. So Harrington with the 2 fouls will sit down, and Ellen Bosch checks back in. 11.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Mason misses them both. Rio with the rebound. The Sales has been stuck on 7 for quite a while. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. They get to Rio. She'll shoot the 3. It's blocked by Mendoza. Casso's got it. Boy, the Irish dodged a bullet there. That easily could have been called a foul. 7-6. It hasn't been pretty, but the Irish are ahead by 1 after 8 minutes. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2. That is so loud. The microphone stuff so loud. Jeez. All right, 1 minute. Gabe?
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Oh, we got back out of that break a little late. Addison Mason misses a shot to open the second quarter, and the Knights now in front court down to our left. Irish up 7-6. Harrington has it. Remember, she's back in there. She picked up those two first quarter fouls. She is definitely their best player by a lot. Elizondo with it, gets it high post to Ellenboss. Ellenboss from the left side of the key with three on the shot clock. His shot won't go. Rebound Mason. Ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza picks up her dribble, passes into traffic. Ball's knocked loose. Mason ends up with it, puts it up and in. Addison Mason in traffic over Ellenboss. Mason's got 5 points. The Irish lead at 9-6. Now right wing goes to Elizondo. Elizondo, just a freshman. Ball knocked away by Mendoza. Mendoza comes the other way and lays it in. Mendoza is 5'6". Elizondo is a 5-foot freshman, and Mendoza takes advantage. Mendoza's first basket. Irish up 11-6. Timeout. Sunnyside Christian will be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2. Are you there?
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Nice little spurt to start the second quarter. The Irish miss on their first second quarter possession. Play some good defense against the Knights. Get a steal. Come down and score. Next possession, the shot clock down to 3 seconds. They take a tough shot. We come the other way and score again. Irish start the second quarter, scoring 4 points in their first three possessions. Harrington will bring it into front court. Irish up by 5 now, their biggest lead of the game. Elizondo to Rodel. That's Ellenboss. Now Ellenboss has it back in the corner. Coach Hazeltine says, that's a double dribble. Happened right in front of him. Two officials stood there and didn't call it. Well, I'm a long ways away. They get it to Ellenboss. She fires it up at the shot clock buzzer. Won't go. Rebound Hazeltine, or Harrington. Come on, Mr. Spees. That's Holtzinger with the ball. Freese on the drive. Puts it in over Reel. Man, I'm tongue-tied. I should get called for turnovers when I can't say things right. Irish start the second quarter by scoring 6 straight points, 13-6 to Sales. Elizondo gets it down low to Ellenboss. Her shot blocked by Mason. Harrington gets the loose ball, and then she's fouled by Mendoza. The Sales girls, when they're guarding Harrington, they want to be aggressive, but she's a senior. You got to close out, which means you got to stop a step in front of the player you're guarding. They just run right up into her. So now Mendoza with her second foul. They get inside to Rodel. Rodel shot partially blocked. Ball's loose on the floor. Harrington's going to chase it down between the circles. She's on the dribble. Goes baseline, takes a tough shot, and she's fouled. Harrington just plays a little faster than her opponents, and she gets right into you, and she'll go back to the free throw line with 5:42 to go in the half. The foul is on Casso. Casso's first. The Irish are spreading out the fouls at least. Casso checked in just a moment ago for Mendoza, who picked up her second one, and Harrington misses the free throw. So she hit a Hank Warden Edward Jones three in the first quarter, made one of two free throws. Now she misses the first one there. She did not score a point in the first half against very good Irish defense way back on December 20th. She hits the second free throw. She has five of the Knights' 7 points. Irish up 13-7. 5:38 to go first half. High post to Benavidez. Benavidez on the right wing to Ortuno. Up top to Benavidez. 16-footer on the way. Won't go. Mason with the strong rebound. She splits the defense. Misses a lay-in inside. So they switched up the position. They put Benavidez at the high post and Mason at the low post. They got a missed shot, an offensive rebound, and another miss. Harrington the other way. Pulls up from 15. Won't go. Rebound tip, and it's going to go out of bounds in the corner as Real for the Knights could not save it. Smink will check in. She's a starter. 5'9 junior picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter. And now she's back in. Irish with the ball up 13-7. They've outscored the Knights 6-1 here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. 5 minutes to go till halftime. Holzinger in the front court. Bounce pass left wing to Casso. Back up between the circles to Holzinger. Down low to Mason. She loses the handle. She's triple team. That was a hard pass by Teresa. Maybe a little low. And Addison caught it, but then she was triple teamed immediately, and the jump ball arrow is in favor of the Knights. Gretchen Ferraro is going to check in for Maddie Ortuno. Irish show full court pressure on the inbound. They get into Elizondo. Now to Harrington. Harrington surveys the defense, gets in front court to Ellenboss. Ellenboss pulls up from 15, now kicks it back up to Harrington. She's on the drive, right corner to Smink. Smink's shot won't go. Rebound by Mason, and Mason traveled. That's the second time this game where she just got the ball and took off running. Boy, Stormy Van Bell is really on the officials. Every time Harrington gets the ball and she gets on the drive, Van Bell starts screaming for a foul, and the official nearest her really snapped his head around when she was yelling. Now to Smink. Smink on the drive, cut off, kick to Ellenboss on the baseline. She's got it. Ellenboss, Jane Ellenboss, 5'5 sophomore. That's her second basket, both one from the right baseline at about 15 feet, the other from the left best baseline. The Knights have scored three in a row. The Irish are up 13-9. They were up 13-6. Holzinger drives baseline, gets it to Benavides at the foul line. She hits it. Teresa drew the defense. That was just like the official passing to the player at the free throw line. Peyton shot it, caught it, dropped it from 15 feet away. Irish up 15-9. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Harrington dribbling right to left. Back to Elizondo. Left to right dribble. Now Ellenboss deep on the right wing. Back to Elizondo between the circles. Swing it to Harrington. Harrington a long three over Holzinger, and she's got it. Rip City. Devin Harrington, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And the Irish lead is down to three at 15-12. Nice shot by Harrington. Left wing to Casso, and she throws a pass way too high and out of bounds. DeSales just has those spurts of unforced turnovers, and Harrington is starting to heat it up a little bit. That last three-pointer was a nice-looking shot. They inbound to Ellison. She'll bring it into front court. Ellenboss, excuse me. Now Harrington between the circles. Dribbles down the left side. Little Euro step inside. She's called for traveling. And Coach Stormy Van Bell says thy girl traveled because she got pushed. Little out of control there. The Sales at the ball leading by three. Holzinger in the front court. Now high post pass to Mason. Boy, she got away with a travel there. She takes a tough shot on the base.
Wow.
Boy, the Irish got a break. The Sunnyside Christian bench and fans like, what's going on? Because it was an obvious travel. The Irish got a break there. The foul was on Real. And it was a shooting foul, so Addison Mason, who has 5 points, will be at the free throw line, her third trip to the line. She's one of four so far, and she leaves that one short. One of five at the line. Donnelly and Ortuno come into the ball game as Teresa Holzinger gets her first break, and Gretchen Ferraro comes out as well. The Sales led by 7, and now the lead is down to 3, and the second free throw is short. At this point, for some of the Irish players, it's definitely a mental thing from that free throw line. Inbound to Elizondo, and the freshman gets fouled by Benavidez. Peyton just a little lazy there on the sideline defense as Elizondo, the freshman, just picked up her speed, and then Benavidez just reached out and grabbed her. They get it to Smink. Smink, ball fake, cross court to Elizondo. Elizondo down low to Smink, knocked away by Benavidez. Kick out to Harrington. On the drive, gets in the lane, kicks left wing to Ellenboss. No room to shoot. Now down low to Real. Real traveled. She hopped, skipped, and bounced and knocked Benavidez on her back, and that's a travel on the Knights. Like I said, for this late in the season, game 19 for DeSales, game, I think, 20 for Sunnyside's girls, last game of the regular season, there are a lot of fundamental mistake-type turnovers. Rodel checks back in as Rio comes out of the ballgame. Holtzinger bringing to front court. Right wing pass to Mendoza or to Ortuno. Swing it over to Donnelly. Foul line area to Mason. Mason's shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Ortuno keeps it alive. Good hustle by Ortuno, and then she's fouled. Maddie Ortuno chased that ball down. She was under the basket the first time she tipped it. The black shirts were going to reach out and grab it, and Maddie went right in between them and saves the possession. And then she got fouled, too. It was not a shooting foul. They lob it into Benavidez. Benavidez goes up, and she's fouled. So Maddie Ortuno saves that possession. The foul was on Ellenboss initially, and then on the inbound play, Benavidez gets fouled by Harrington, and that's 3 fouls on Devin Harrington. Their top player has picked up her 3rd foul. That's a big factor for Sunnyside Christian. And Benavidez hits the first free throw. That breaks a string of 4 straight misses for the Irish. Benavidez now with 7 points. Irish lead is back up to 4. Now DeSales needs to take advantage here in the last 2:29 of the third quarter with the best player for the Knights on the bench. And Benavidez hits both free throws. So the Irish have the lead back up to 5. They're led by 7. The Knights got it down to 2. And the Irish have it back up to 5. 2:29 and counting. Irish up 17-12. Now Ellenboss will bring in the front court. They trap her just across the timeline, and she's tied up. So DeSales puts the pressure defense on right away with Harrington on the bench. And the arrow in favor of the Irish. So DeSales a chance to add to their 5-point lead. Addison Mason getting her shoe tied there between the circles. Officials will now hand the ball to Mendoza. She'll inbound in backcourt. Sales will bring it in front court. Holtzinger, right wing pass to Ortuno. Looking inside, nobody open. Now passing to Mendoza at the top of the key. Looking for a cutter inside as they play man-to-man defense. Smink knocks it away. Mason gets the loose ball. She dribbles by Rodel. Puts up a 12-footer. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Smink. The Knights are playing in-your-face, man-to-player-to-player defense. The Irish girls got to find a way to make some backdoor cuts, some give-and-go moves, spread the floor out. Casso will go to the bench. Benavidez had taken a quick break. She's back in. Holtzinger inbound it. Looking inside, gets it to Benavidez. Wide open, and she hits it.
Nice touch.
Benavidez has 6 in the quarter. The Irish lead is back up to 7, 19-12. 1:51 to go. Second quarter. Ellenboss dribbles into the left corner. She's trapped on the baseline. Don't foul her. They reach in, and it's a jump ball. And that possession arrow to the Knights. So DeSales got to be that like that shark that smells blood in the water with Harrington on the bench. Smink looks inbound. It throws it out high to Ellenboss. Ellenboss, they sag off her. The Irish playing that 2-3 zone, which they play almost all the time. Elizondo pass cross court to Smink. Mason falls down. Smink's on the drive, goes right by her, and then she collides with somebody and gets fouled. So that will send Smink to the line with 1.5 minutes to go in the first half. The foul's on Benavidez, her 2nd. So Donnelly, Benavidez, and Mendoza each with 2 fouls. Smink's first free throw is off the mark. Only 2 players have scored for the Knights. Harrington on the bench with that foul trouble has 8. Ellen Boss has 4. Now Smink has 1 as she hits the second free throw. Irish up 19-13 with the ball. 1.5 to go, first half. Holtzinger in the front court. Gets it right wing to Mendoza. Down low to Benavidez. Wide open, she lays it in. Benavidez getting open on the low block. It's spread the floor. Get it inside. Timeout. Sunnyside Christian Lady Knights. The Sales have opened up an 8-point lead. Coach Van Bell's very young nightclub. Knights Club. Got to get regrouped here. 21-13 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
1:12 to go in the half. Irish up by 8. They get inbounds of Smink. Smink on the drive finds Kaufman wide open underneath. Can't get the shot. Rebound Rodel. She misses. Rebound tip controlled by Ortuno. Ortuno throws off the back of Casso, but we get it back. Oh, my goodness. Lucked out there. Got to keep the pedal to the metal here in this final minute. Really get going. They've got the Knights on the ropes a little bit. Kick out to Donnelly. 3 on the way, left wing. It's an air ball. Casso comes inside and scores it. Casso goes right around Ellen Boss. Grab the rebound and score at it. 23-13, Irish by 10. Nice job by Audrey Casso, the junior. Read the air ball and jumped inside the defender and put it in. It's a nice pass from Donnelly. Now Elizondo, the freshman, dribbling left to right. Down low it goes to Rodel. Rodel, double team, tries to push through the double team, and it's knocked out of bounds away from her by the Irish. 9 on the shot clock, 21.1 on the game clock to end the first half. Irish up 10. Left corner pass to Ellenboss. 3 on the way. It's an air ball right to Ortuno, to Holtzinger. Irish can play for one shot if they choose. Casso up court. Cut off by Smink. Back to Holtzinger. Got to take the first best shot you can get. It's going to be Teresa. She's got a little 5-footer on her. She's got to put the pressure on her. Just go right by her. She'll shoot the 3 at the buzzer, and it's off the back iron.
That's well done, though.
They set it up, got a shot up, and the Irish lead by 10. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. Boy, our band is doing such a great job over there. I was watching them. I was listening to them. It's kind of loud. It's hard to hear the ads. And here we are. We're back on the air. The Sales girls up 23-13 at the half. It was a very slow start offensively to the game for both teams. The Sales girls just 2 field goals in the first quarter. They led 4-1 early. And then Devin Harrington hit a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3 to tie it at 4. And then the Knights would make just 1 field goal the rest of the quarter for a total of 5 first quarter points. The Irish would go 3 of 7 at the free throw line as they've done a nice job breaking down the Knights defense. But turnovers by the Lady Irish and ability to finish inside have been a problem. But a 7-6 game at the end of the first quarter, then DeSales just kept pushing and pushing, pushing at the offensive end. The Knights got into some foul trouble, and none bigger than Devin Harrington, their 5'3" senior, who, if I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure she has been a starter since her 8th grade year, and she is definitely the leader of a very young team. And she picked up a 3rd foul and had to go to the bench for the last 2:29 to go in the quarter. Their offense struggled to even get the ball to the rim. The Irish girls had a nice offensive second quarter. They outscore the Knights 16-7, and they lead it by 10 at the half. We'll be right back with a look at the schedule to close out the regular season and a peek into the league tournament schedule, which starts next week. Fun time of year coming up. Be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tasty. Good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@khssradio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at the Sales. Let's take a look at the schedule to close out this regular season this weekend and look into what the first round of the postseason will look like. Of course, we've got the boys in the second half of this doubleheader. The Irish boys, 11-1 in the league, 15-3 overall, coming off the upset win at Liberty Christian on Tuesday. The Patriots were undefeated and ranked number 1 in the state. The Sales beat them handily, 64-51 at Liberty Christian. Liberty Christian still ranked number one on the boys' side, though, those computer rankings. The Irish moved up to number five, and they were number six going into that ball game. And then tomorrow night is senior night, the last regular season home game on the Irish home floor. The DeSales girls will tip off against Touche's girls at 4 o'clock, followed by the boys at 5:30. And then next week starts the league tournament, where the Southeast 1B Grape Division takes on the top four teams in the Southeast 1B Wheat Division. And it is likely the Lady Irish are in fourth place, so they will make the postseason. If they get the win here, they would end up being possibly the third seed. Either way, they would travel on Wednesday to either Gar Powell or Oaksdale. They are the top two teams in the Wheat Division. Gar Powell number one, Oaksdale number two. They play each other tomorrow. On the boys' side of things, the Irish boys they could tie for first in the Grape Division, but due to a preseason tiebreaker, they would end up taking the second seed. But the Sales boys will have to beat Sunnyside Christian and Touche this weekend to make that happen. The Knights are ranked number 10 in the state. We're ranked number 5, so that's going to be a big matchup for the Irish boys tonight. And then Touche's team is very dangerous. They are at 6-6, but they are very athletic, and they can beat a good team on a bad night. But if the Irish boys take care of business, they will host a game here at DeSales Thursday. Time and opponent to be determined. And then win or lose, the girls will play again. Next week, the girls would play on Friday. Time and location to be determined. The boys would play again on Saturday. Time and location to determine. And then the following week, the league tournament would wrap up with games Wednesday and Friday up in Dayton, Washington. So that's a look at the league tournament schedule. Be right back with halftime stats and second half action. The Lady Irish lead it at the half, 23-13 on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, both teams huddle up with their coaching staffs. The Sunnyside Christian girls, 13 points is all they've got. 1 point for Maylee Smink, 4 for Jana Ellenboss, a field goal in each of the quarters. And then Devin Harrington, 2 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes, and 2 free throws. She leads the Knights with 8 of their 13 points. The Knights are 3 of 6 from the free throw line, and they have some foul trouble. Devin Harrington has 3. Maylee Smink and Kendall Reel, 2 other starters, have 2 each. 3 players fouled out for them when these teams met back in December. For Nick Hazeltine, he's got 8 players in the game. In fact, both coaches have gotten 8 players in the game. But the Irish have points from 3, 4, 5 of their players. 2 for Teresa Holzinger, 2 for Audrey Caso, 2 for Tessa Mendoza, 5 for Addison Mason, and 12 points for Peyton Benavidez. She's gotten open a lot inside. She has a ball in the left wing now, and she dribbles it off her leg. And then Harrington gets it, and then Benavidez fouls her. That's a tough way to start the third quarter. Benavidez, your leading scorer, bounces it off her shin, and then fouls trying to get it back. Her third foul. Tessa Mendoza has 2 fouls. Lindley Donnelly has 2 fouls as well. They get it inside to Smink, and she lays it in. So a nice start to the second half for the Knights. They get a turnover, and then they come down and get it to Smink behind the defense at the offensive end. Irish up 23-15. Mason down low to Ortuno. Ortuno is triple teamed, and she traveled. The Sales girls just got to know when to pass it out of there. Now, if she's triple teamed, the other players have got to move around and get open and call for the ball. Maddie is generously listed at 5'4", so Coach Hazeltine, a quick substitution as Caso checks in for Ortuno. 2-3 zones, so Benavidez stays out there with the 3 fouls. Ellenboss on the left wing. She's double-teamed now in the corner. Smink down low to Real. Real takes a shot. She's fouled by Benavidez. Wow. Four fouls on Peyton Benavidez. She swatted at it, and that's just that smart basketball by the Knights. They immediately went right at Benavidez, and the leading scorer for the Irish will have to come out of the game with four fouls. Real's first free throw is off the mark. Well, it was Devin Harrington, their top player, who picked up her third foul with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, and the Irish took advantage. Now the Irish will have to try to weather this storm, but they've got Teresa Holtzinger out there. Donnelly checks in for Benavidez. Rio misses both free throws. Mason with the rebound. Gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger in the front court to Donnelly. Donnelly on the left wing. Donnelly is double teamed. Now they get it Teresa between the circles. Teresa finds Mendoza behind the defense and she lays it in. The Knights putting all the pressure out front. Teresa found the open player. Mendoza finishes. Irish lead back to 10 at 25-15. Baseline shot by Smink. It won't go, and the ball sticks between the rim and the edge of the backboard. So they've gotten the ball down to Maley Smink, the 5'9 junior, twice. In fact, all three shots for the Knights here in the third quarter have come from the low block on the left side. So they're attacking that well. Did not get who that foul was on.
I didn't either.
Foul was on 11. Oh, that's Teresa. That's Holtzinger's second foul. So both teams with some foul issues. Benavidez with the four is a big issue. And Smink hits the first free throw. She's scored 3 points here in the second half. Irish lead is 9. Second free throw is short. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Ellenboss, and she's fouled. Casso and Holtzinger were both there. Ooh, it's on Casso. The Irish get a break there. DeSales getting out, hustled to the ball right now. Ellenboss will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. The Knights were 3 of 6 from the line in the first half. They're 1 of 4 right now here in the second half. Ellenboss's first one is good. She's got a soft touch. She had 2 15-footers that dropped in, one from each baseline in the first half. She's got 5 points. Irish lead is down to 8. Just underway here in the third quarter. 6:46 to go, third quarter. Ellenboss, the second one's off the mark. Rebound, Mason. Mason to Holtzinger. Holtzinger in the front court. She drives right in, gets by Harrington, puts a shot up on go. Ellenboss with the rebound. I like the drive to the basket, though. Harrington has to be careful defensively with the 3 fouls. Now Smink dribbling left to right outside the arc. Dumps it down to Rodel on the baseline. Backing in, no room to shoot. Gets it to Smink. Cross court to Ellenboss. Casso on her. Cut off in the corner. Out to Harrington. Mendoza right on her. Good defense by Mendoza. Cross court pass. 9 on the shot clock. Smink on the drive. Little one-hander. It goes off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Good defensive set for the Irish after the Knights had got shots inside the key on their first 3 possessions. Irish get a nice stop, have the ball in the 8-point lead as they bring it up court. High post pass to Mason. Goes to her right, gets it to Mendoza. She'll shoot the 15-footer. Off the bank, won't go. Rebound, Harrington. Good-looking shot. Off the bank, off the rim, off the mark, unfortunately. Harrington backs up near half court. Now right wing pass to Ellenboss. In front of the Knights bench as they work left to right in the road, black uniforms with the yellow numbers. Harrington drilling left to right, gets in the lane, scoop shot, won't go. Rebound, Mason, a strong rebound, and she rips it away from the defense, and they foul her. Nice, strong rebound by the freshman, Addison Mason, and the foul's on Real, and that's 3 on Real. First foul of the second half on the Knights. The Irish already have committed 4 fouls, so the Knights will shoot free throws the rest of this third quarter on every defensive Irish foul. They get the high post to Mason, double team. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now Holtzinger comes back to the ball. She'll drive the basket. She's fouled, and I think that's going to be on Real. And if it is, it's her 4th. And it is. 4 fouls on Real. See, that's what I like. When a player gets in trouble, they got to find Teresa, and then she attacks the basket. Teresa will go to the free throw line. Just 2 points in the ball game for Teresa, and that's the 4th foul on Real. So each coach is dealing with a starter who has 4 fouls. Teresa hits the first free throw. For Coach Hazeltine, it's a bit bigger problem as Peyton Benavidez has 12 of their 26 points. Teresa, 3 points in the game. So Rio comes out, and Elea Elizondo, a five-footer, checks in. So 5'9", goes out of the game, 5 foot goes in the game. Big height difference there. Teresa hits both free throws. Irish back up by 10. Now Elizondo in the right corner with it. The freshman gets it down low to Rodel. Rodel has the ball slapped away by Holzinger. Bounces off three Irish players. Rodel gets it back, and they foul her on the shot. Four white shirts, and we couldn't get a hold of it, and that foul is on Teresa Holzinger. And that is her third. If it could go wrong, it will for the Irish here early in this quarter. Rodel will shoot two free throws, and the first one is off the mark. Taylor Rodel, a 5'2" junior, has not scored in the ballgame. This is the fourth time the Knights have gone to the free throw line, and we're just, 3 minutes into the third quarter. Rodel hits the second one. So Teresa is going to stay in the game. She's got to be very smart with the three fouls. Elizondo on her right wing pass to Mendoza. Got a whistle away from the ball. Timeout, Nick Hazeltine. Wants to talk things over. 4:58 to go in the third quarter. DeSales with the ball and a 27-18 lead over Sunnyside Christian when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live. So Nick Hazeltine is trying to settle his girls down and figure out what he's going to do with the foul trouble. Holzinger gets it to the high post to Mason. Back to Holzinger in the lane. Quadruple team. Misses the shot. Gets the ball back. Scores it. Boy, she had a player right on her arm. No call, but Teresa's strong. She got the ball back and put it right in. Irish up by 11. Now to Ellenboss. Up top to Harrington. Harrington at the elbow. She's cut off and she's fouled. Mendoza and Donnelly were there, and that should certainly be the plan for the Knights. Go right at the Irish and make your hay at the free throw line. And that foul's on Mendoza, her third. So Benavides with four, Holzinger with three, Mendoza with three. Harrington's first free throw is good. She becomes the fifth different Sunnyside Christian player to shoot free throws here in the third quarter. Ortuno comes in for Casso, 29-19. The Irish lead is back down to 10. And Harrington hits them both. She's got 10 points. She had 11 in the game in December up at Sunnyside. High post pass to Mason. Turns, kicks out to Mendoza. Mendoza from the right elbow. She'll take the shot. Backboard, nothing else. Mason gets a rebound. She puts it up and in. She's fouled. It was a banger off the backboard that didn't even get the rim, but it went right to Mason, and she scores, and she's fouled. And the foul's on Ellenboss. That's her second. Oh, they marked it as three. That's what I thought, but then they put two. They put three. I thought it was two. I put three. They changed it to two. Oh, well, I'll scribble it out. Mason completes the three-point play. Addison Mason's got 8 points. And now Mendoza checks out. Gretchen Ferraro comes in. Irish up 32-20. Back up by 12. Ellenboss and Elizondo bringing the ball to the court. Harrington's not touching it. That's interesting. Elizondo double team. She'll try to give it up to Harrington. The ball's loose. Ball's on the floor. And it's a jump ball. But no, Harrington had a leg out of bounds. So interesting. They had Elizondo, the freshman, bring the ball up the court. And then get it back to Harrington, I guess, and they couldn't do it. So the Irish get a turnover with some good defense. So after the timeout, we get a three-point play off an offensive rebound and now a turnover. Irish back up by 12. Donnelly slips and falls and traveled. Lindley is just a little too jazzed up in this ball game. She's just playing. She's got to calm down. They get it to Elizondo. Elizondo gets it back to Harrington. Irish now retreat defensively. Donnelly between the circles on Harrington goes by her, splits the defense, puts up a tough 15-footer. She's got it. That's what Harrington can do. A floater from 14. It's 32-22 Irish. Donnelly gets away from a travel. Now Holtzinger with it to Mason. Back to Froh. Back to Holtzinger to Donnelly. Donnelly now to Holtzinger. Fires up a three from the top of the key. She's got it. Let's see if that gets Teresa going. Rip City. Hank Warren, Edward Jones, three. Teresa has seven in the quarter. The Irish lead is up to 13, 35-22. Elizondo to Holtzinger. To Harrington. In the corner to Schmink. Back to Harrington. Ferrar on her at the top of that 2-3 zone to Elizondo. Shot clock inside 10. Down low to Schmink, and Mason pushed her right in the back. Amazingly, according to my score sheet, that is the first foul on Addison Mason. Yep, it is. But at the free throw line with 3 minutes to go in the quarter, the Knights just two field goals in the quarter. But this is another trip to the line, and Schmink misses the first one. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. These will be there's 11. This will be the 12th free throw attempt of this quarter. And she hits it. Irish up 35-23. Well, if Teresa can hit a couple more threes, they'll have to make six free throws to make up for that. Teresa with Elizondo on her. She dribbles to the top of the key. Pass inside to Ferraro. Ferraro loses the handle and falls to the ground. Stays on the ground, and we've got a whistle and timeout or on the floor. What happened?
Must have stepped on the sideline.
Oh, the Knights girl stepped on the sideline. Got a break there with the Emperor's turnover. You know, that's a thing we do sometimes. Nice pass inside to Gretchen Ferraro, but she's 5'2" and she's an eighth grader. Would have had no chance of getting that shot up. Teresa? To me, we want Teresa shooting the ball basically every possession. They swing it to Donnelly. She fires a three. Oh, that'll work too. They swing it around to Donnelly. And a catch and shoot three. A Hank Warden Edwards Jones three by Teresa and the Irish, or by Lindley Donnelly. And they've opened up a 15-point lead. Ellen Boss the other way drives baseline, shoots it off the bottom of the backboard. Mendoza comes the other way now. And now the Irish will set up. Lindley Donnelly, a catch-and-shoot three, gives the Irish their biggest lead. Now Holtzinger on the drive of the basket. Chamongo gets her own rebound, and she's fouled. The Sales girls really aggressive offensively. And they've opened up a 15-point lead with all the adversity of Benavidez on the bench with the four fouls. And the Irish have found other ways to score. Nick Hazeltine took that timeout a couple minutes ago, and the Irish have really executed well since then. That foul was on Smink, her third, fourth on the Knights. So free throws for both teams on every defensive foul the rest of this third quarter. Teresa hits a free throw. 8 points in the quarter for Teresa, 10 for the game. Irish have their biggest lead at 16, 39-23. They led by 10 at the half. Teresa hits them both. The Irish really starting to stretch it out. 17-point advantage. Harrington goes up the sideline through three players. She goes all the way and dumps it to Smink, loses the handle, gets it back to Ellenboss. The Knights fans to my right went, oh, because Smink was open. Or was that Ellenboss? I couldn't tell. On the rebound, it's tipped and rolls out of bounds over across the way off the Irish. But DeSales got a break there. Harrington did all she could. She dribbled by three players near half court, dribbled by the other by another one and got stopped and bounced past to a wide open Ellenboss who couldn't finish it. Now they inbound to Harrington. 15 on the shot clock. Harrington crossover dribble in the corner to Smink. Smink on the dribble. Cross court to Elizondo. Shot clock at 7. Elizondo, the 5-foot freshman, trying to find room to shoot. Kick out to Ellenboss. Pass down low to Smink. She loses it on the end line. Nice defense by the Irish. They got a break when Smink dropped the errant pass under the basket. And now with 2 seconds on the shot clock, they turn it over. Holtzinger got a quick break there a moment ago. I didn't catch that. And now she'll come back in. Donnelly comes out. Gretchen Ferrar is going to come in for for Mendoza. So Nick Hazeltine with his girls up 17 points with the ball, trying to get some rest for his players. Therese Olsinger with the freshman, Elizondo on her. Dribbles to the left elbow. Triple team. Kick out to Ferraro. Now to the elbow to Mason. Right wing pass to Casso. Back to Ferraro. She loses the ball. Gets it back near half court now. Holtzinger's got it. She takes Smink baseline. Goes up strong. She's fouled. Teresa does a nice job of using her body, leaning into the defender. And we'll go to the free throw line. So Teresa Holtzinger, the sophomore, quite frankly, outplaying everybody on the Knights team, including Devin Harrington, their star player, the senior. Teresa's first free throw is off the mark. That foul was on Smink, her fourth. She picked up two quick ones in the first half, and she picked up two quick ones just now. So each team has a player on the bench with four fouls. Irish up 17. Coach Hazeltine takes all his players off the free throw line to play defense. Teresa hits the second one, and the Irish lead is 18 points. Teresa gets a break, and Liliana Osorio-Rivas, the 5'3 sophomore, checks in. Nice substitution for the Irish. Coach Nick Hazeltine, as Teresa is playing with those three fouls. Get her some little rest, keep her from getting a fourth foul. Harrington fires a deep three. It's off the iron. Go. Rebound to Artuno. Outlet to nobody. Well, not nobody. Coach Filan, Irish assistant coach, got it the second row. Okay.
Poor Madison. Throw it to the short person. Closest person, I should say.
Yeah. Ellen Boss inbounds to Harrington. She'll float into one from the left elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by the Knights. Elizondo has it. She takes a shot off the glass. Something else. Castle's got the rebound. She'll bring it to front court. Remember, Holtzinger, their normal point guard's not in the ball game. And then Castle travels at half court.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't see that, but I guess she did.
Well, she kind of switched her. She kind of slid her pivot foot a little bit.
I guess.
Little indecisive. Picked the ball up on the wrong side of half court. And now we've got a whistle and a foul as Ferraro collides with Harrington. Don't foul number 5. Make her earn it. That foul's on Ferraro, her first. The Irish had 8 fouls in the first half. They attended 4, 6, 7, 8 here in the third quarter, and Harrington misses the free throw. The Knights, this will be their, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. This will be the 14th free throw of this quarter for the Knights. Fortunately for the Irish, they have not shot very well from the line. Harrington hits the second one. And timeout, Sunnyside Christian. Interesting. 34.6 seconds to go, third quarter. 41-24. DeSales up by 17. It's just a 30-second timeout. We've got the quarter break coming up in another 30 seconds, so we'll just keep it here. So let's see. The Knights are 4 of 6, 4 of 7, 5 of 8, 6 of 9, 6 of 10, 6 of 11, 7 of 12, 7 of 14 in this quarter alone are the Irish, are the Knights. They are 10 of 20 for the game. They've shot 20 free throws, and we're still in the third quarter. The Irish girls, they are a very good 6 of 7 unofficially, 5 of those 6 by Teresa Holtzinger. Teresa's had a nice quarter. 10 third quarter points, including a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3, and a total of 12 points. Knights put on the press. Holtzinger gets it to Mortuno, passes over the top, stolen by Rowell. The Knights get the steal on the press. Now Harrington will bring it up court. So nice timeout by Van Bell, the Knights coach. They get an extra possession out of this. Now Elizondo. Elizondo to back to Harrington. She has a chance at a long three. Thought about it. Now she'll back it out. Shot clock is off. The Knights will play for one shot. Irish up 17. Don't foul. Harrington leads into a floater. Won't go. Mason with the rebound. Gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger will go up with a half-court shot off the side of the backboard. Well, the bad news is the Irish turned it over with a chance to take the final shot. The good news is they defended the Knights. 8 minutes left. DeSales up 41-24. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back for the start of the fourth quarter. The Sales has a 17-point lead. The Knights will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Irish in the 2-3 zone. Benavidez with the four fouls is still on the bench. It's Holtzinger, Mason, Castle, and Donnelly, and Mendoza for the Irish. On the floor, playing defense down to my right. Pass inside, knocked away by Mason. Loose ball picked up by Casso. Good low post defense by Addison Mason. Holtzinger, Casso, Mendoza, Mason, and Donnelly for the Irish. And they drive in, and it's Teresa Holtzinger. They're spreading the floor, letting Teresa drive. Harrington with the three fouls is going to have to start trying to challenge her. Teresa, 2 points in the first half. 12 in that third quarter. She now has 14, and the Irish have opened up a 19-point advantage. Elizondo in the right corner to Kaufman. Her three is an air ball. Ellenboss can't control it. Goes out of bounds. Kerfman, I think is how you pronounce it. Ava Kerfman, a 5'5 freshman. A young Knights team, other than Harrington and Real, the two seniors. The Irish inbound against the full court press. Holtzinger's got it. Gets it by Elizondo. They look to trap her. She'll dribble right by the trap up the left sideline. Now they triple team her on the baseline. She's still got the dribble. Going baseline. Somebody's got to be open. She takes a wild shot. Teresa's doing too much dribbling. Triple teamed. Somebody's got to be unguarded. And that unguarded person's got to make yourself presentable to Holtzinger so she can get you the ball. Smink down low. Wide open. Elizondo behind the defense and lays it in. To Sales. A breakdown on defense. Irish up 43-26. Remember, we've got a 17-point lead. Play like it. Be patient with the ball. Casso on the baseline. Loses the pass. Gets it. Now she falls to the ground. Nick Hazeltine says, timeout. I'm thinking one of the first things he might say, girls, we're up 17.
You think?
They can't beat us unless we help them. It's a full timeout. So the Irish lead Sunnyside Christian girls 43-26 with 6:28 to go in the ball game. Sales will have the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales girls up 17 with the ball when this timeout period ends. The Irish will be inbounding it over on the far sideline from our vantage point. Yep, they're going to give it to them under the basket. Closer to the basket than I thought. Initially, they pointed it over to the corner. So Mendoza's going to inbound it. Holtzinger, Mason, Donnelly, and now Peyton Benavidez is in the ball game, and they'll lob it into her. She's got it, puts it up. She's fouled. Nice set play off the inbound, and Benavidez, who sat most of that third quarter picking up two fouls quickly, getting her to four fouls early in the third quarter. She had 12 first-half points, and she'll go back to the line. That foul's on Ellenboss. She has three. Peyton's first free throw after the long wait is off the back iron and in. Nice soft touch by Peyton Benavidez. The Sales free throw shooting has been a big difference. They were 6 of 7 in the third quarter. The Irish are 11 of 18 for the game. Now 12 of 19. And now 13 of 20. 13 of 20. The Knights are 10 of 20. 45-26. The Sales with a 19-point lead. Don't foul. Harrington dribbling up the right sideline. Now the half court. Or area now down the left sideline. Cheat drives in, throws up a tough shot, hits the deck. Holtzinger with the rebound. She'll come into front court. Now Teresa will back it out, get it to Donnelly. Right wing pass to Mendoza. Lose the handle on it. Pass down low to Benavidez. Wide open. Misses the shot inside. Rebound tipped off two players. It goes to Ellenboss, to Harrington. Devin Harrington, her plan is just find a white shirt and attack the basket and hope for a foul call. There's a pass tip by Benavidez. Loose ball. Holtzinger's got it. She'll bring it into front court. Always with her eyes up looking ahead. They get it to Mason at the foul line area. She banks it in. They got it to Donnelly, then to Mason, and Addison kind of lost the handle out. Then she said, I'm wide open at the free throw line, and she didn't have much touch on it, but found that white square, bang, and went right in. The Irish have opened up a 21-point lead. I knew I was wrong. 47-26. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
This is the best, well, I don't know if best is the right, I should have looked up this, but the Irish girls' offense, they've taken advantage offensively of the challenges that Sunnyside Christian has had for themselves. The Irish have 47 points, and we still have 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Irish girls have 3 players in double figures. Benavidez and Holtzinger with 14, and Mason after that last basket has 10. Harrington drives all the way in traffic, misses a shot. Rebound Holtzinger. Teresa goes around a defender. So it's just Harrington driving to the basket now. They actually got to take their time and their possessions. Harrington all over Holtzinger, gets it to Mason. To Mendoza, wide open shot, won't go. Mason with the rebound, goes up strong over Smink and hits a shot. Smink with 4 fouls, couldn't challenge her. Addison Mason has 12, an offensive rebound putback. The Irish firmly in control now, 49-26. Smink pass inside to Ellenboss. Shot won't go on the baseline. Rebound tip saved by Smink to Reel, and Reel is fouled by Benavidez. And that's going to be it for Peyton Benavidez. You got 4 fouls. You can't take the tomahawk chop at the defender. So Peyton, a rough second half. Didn't last long out there. She fouls out with 4:44 to go in the ball game, and 14 points, 12 in the second half, 2 free throws to add to that in the, 12 in the first half, just 2 in the second half. And Rio misses the first free throw as the Knights' free throw shooting woes continue. The Knights in third place coming to this game at 7-4, the Irish at 6-4, a game behind them. Real hits the second free throw. Holtzinger passes over the top of the press to Ortuno. Now they'll slow it down. Long cross-court pass to Gretchen Ferraro. High post to Mason. Back to Ferraro, and she traveled. The sails up. It's by 22. That's the very good news. Inbound to Elizondo. Irish pressuring in the left corner. It goes to Smink. 3 on the way. She's got it. And Maylee Smink, a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. She's got 8. And the Irish lead is down to 19. In the front court to Ferraro. To Mendoza. Double team throws, turns and throws it right to Ellenboss. Nick Hazeltine might need another timeout if they score here. Harrington's going to go to the line. She's fouled on the baseline drive. Mendoza and Mason were both there, and the foul's going to be on Mendoza. And that'll be four on Mendoza. And Harrington will go to the free throw line. So the Smink hits a three. Now Harrington a chance to shave a couple more points off the lead. She's got hits the first one. She's got 14. Irish lead is 18 points with 4 minutes to go. Benavides is fouled out. Mendoza, their best defender other than Holtzinger, has her fourth foul. And that next free throw spins out. Holtzinger with the rebound. They try to double team her at half court. She dribbles around it, bounce pass behind the defense to Ortuno, and she can't quite get the handle, and then she's double teamed. That's a tough place to pass the ball to Ortuno at 5'4" with Real at 5'9" on her. Possession arrow to the Irish. Holtzinger to inbound. Up top it goes to Mendoza, left corner to Holtzinger. Three on the way, off the back iron, won't go. Rebound Mason. Mason has a lot of offensive rebounds, and she's tied up. But Addison Mason has scored in every quarter. The 5'8 freshman has 12 points and a lot of rebounds, several at the offensive end. And now Elizondo, the freshman in front court, gets to Harrington. Long three. She's got it. The Knights have scored seven in a row. Two Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in this fourth quarter, and it's a 15-point game. The Sales led by 21 a moment ago. Shot missed inside by Gretchen Ferraro. Real with the rebound. Ahead to Harrington on the drive. She collides with Holtzinger, and that's a block foul.
Must have moved last second.
Teresa Saar coming now. That's four on Teresa Holtzinger. Here come the Knights. They've scored seven in a row and a chance to add two more to that. The Sales had a 20. Was it 20? What was it? It was like 49 to 26 or something like that. And the Knights have now scored eight straight points. Harrington hits the first free throw. It's down to a 14-point game. Donnelly checks in for Ortuno. So Holtzinger's going to stay out there with the four fouls. Harrington hits them both. The Knights will full court press. They get it to Ferraro. Now to Holtzinger. She checks the clock and brings it into front court all the way in the lane. Loses the handle, gets it back. She's fouled. It was a push foul. The shot went in. She threw it up late, but the foul was before that. The foul's on Real, and I think that's five on Real. So each team has had a player foul out. Real fouls out with 3:13 to go in the ball game with 1 point. Holtzinger to inbound under the Irish basket, down to my left, looking inside, nobody open. Look, nobody open in the corner up top. It goes to Donnelly, and Donnelly is pushed and fouled by Ellenboss. And that's four on Ellenboss. The crowd doesn't like that. She never had control of the ball. That's three fouls on each team here. Now Mendoza will inbound it to Donnelly. Find a way to calm yourself down with the basketball. Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader, gets the high post to Mason. 15-footer, she banks it in. Addison Mason, her second banked-in shot. She's got 14. The Irish back up by 51-36. 15-point advantage. Shot miss. Inside rebound by Harrington. Her putback won't go. And, a push foul called. They didn't give him the timeout. Whoa. Okay, so Nick Hazeltine is yelling for a timeout as Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader, took off up the court, and then Harrington ran right into her and fouled her. So Nick Hazeltine pulled his timeout signal back. So the fourth foul on Harrington, fourth foul on the Knights. 51-36 Irish, inbound to Mendoza. Get it to Teresa and have her drive on, and now Harrington just, no. Harrington reached in, the whistle blew, the crowd said, oh no. And now Nick Hazeltine does take the timeout, possibly saving the fifth foul on Harrington. Oh, boy. 2:43 to go in the ballgame. Irish back up by 15 at 51-36. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2,
they've got a
Walla
big
Wallace Classic
turn
FM.
Into a JV game for the final whatever.
Quit talking like that.
Well,
we don't want that.
We're back live and 51-36. Irish with the ball and a 15-point lead. They have the possession arrow. The Knights are 14 fouls, so the Irish will be at the free throw line. But Devin Harrington, their top player, who has 19 points, she has 4 fouls. Teresa Holtzinger, the one reliable ball handler the Irish have, she has 4 fouls. And then she throws it away as Smink with the steal. Donnelly fouls her, and they score it. Oh, boy. Teresa was on the right wing, way outside the arc, threw it cross-court to Donnelly. Lindley didn't come to the ball. Smink steals it, lays it in. Lindley fouls her. Bad pass. Bad job by Donnelly not coming to the ball, and Smink completes a 3-point play. Just like that, it's down to a 12-point game. Irish had the ball and the 15-point lead. They turn it over. Now Holtzinger into front court. 2:23 to go. Take your time. Run the shot clock. Cross court to Donnelly. Baseline to Mendoza. Now up top it goes to Donnelly. To Ferraro. Left wing pass to Holtzinger, way outside, 8 on the shot clock, gets a screen, takes one dribble, gets it to Ferraro. Ferraro takes a 3, it's blocked, and now a travel call. The Sails just can't find a way to execute. I'm not sure what Teresa's standing 30 feet from the basket, waiting for the ball, and we're just kind of staring at each other. Okay. Man, I thought we had this kind of in the bank a little bit. Ferraro takes, I think the Lady Irish thought so too. Casso checks in for Ferraro. Harrington gets it to Ellenboss. Don't foul. Inside to Rodel. Rodel's shot won't go. Rebound Holtzinger. Slow down. Teresa, she's a great ball handler, plays with her eyes up. Still dribbling, a lot of dribbling. Now they double team her. Irish other players are just standing around. Teresa's going to dribble out the whole deal, shoot off the bottom of the backboard to Mason, puts a shot up on Go Harrington with the rebound. Whoa, a minute and a half to go. Don't foul. Harrington takes a wild shot on the baseline and scores it. It's a 10-point game with 1:23 to go. Holtzinger with 3 players shadowing her. She's trapped in backcourt. Gets it to Mason. Mason gets it in front court to Mendoza. To Donnelly, slow it down. 15 on the shot clock. Casso gets it up to Donnelly. Now to Mendoza. Swing it to Holtzinger. Drive baseline. Timeout, Nick Hazeltine.
Oh, foul.
Oh, no, they called the foul. I thought he called the timeout. So they reach in and foul, which is smart on their part, I guess.
Time was running out, though.
Okay, we're down to 58.8 seconds to go. The foul was on Elizondo, the freshman, so Holtzinger. So if they're going to foul, they should have fouled sooner.
Yes.
And they fouled the right girl for us. Teresa hits the first one. She's 6 of 7 from the line. 52-51. DeSales up by 11. It's a 4-possession game. And Teresa hits them both. Don't foul them. Make them work at least a little bit. They've got to maybe go shopping at the 3-point line now. Smink's got it right side to Elizondo, the freshman. Holding the ball now, knocked away by Holtzinger off her leg and out of bounds in front of the Knights bench. But 18 on the shot clock. We're down to 46 and a half seconds left in the ball game. Ellenboss to Harrington. Right on her is Mendoza. She splits the defense, draws the foul. The senior doing a great job. The 5'3 senior, 8 in the quarter, 21 for the game. And she'll go back to the line, and that is the 4th foul on Lindley Donnelly. And Harrington will shoot 2. Her first free throw is good. 5, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. This will be her 14th free throw attempt. She's made 8 of them. Trying to for number 9 here, and she's got it. 10-point game, 42.8 seconds. 4-possession game for the Irish. Teresa dribbles it. There are 3 players on it. Gets it from court to Mendoza. Coach Hazeltine puts the stop sign up. Mendoza throws a wild pass, but Holtzinger runs it down. And now we have a foul. Well, we keep trying to throw it to the other team, but Teresa able to run that one down. And the Knights, they've got to be going crazy. Why are we fouling Teresa Holtzinger? Mendoza had the ball, and they sagged off her. That foul is on Elizondo. Teresa, the Irish up 10 with 27 and a half seconds to go, hits the first one. 17 points for Teresa, 15 in the second half. She is 8 for 9 from the free throw line, 9 for 10. 55-43 DeSales. Harrington to the left wing. It fires a 3. It's an air ball. Holtzinger with the rebound. She's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw with line with 19 seconds to go. I don't know if Mendoza got a little bit of a finger on that shot by Harrington because it was way short. So the foul was on Ellen Boss. She'll foul out with 19.1 seconds to go and 5 points in the game. And Teresa back at the line. Hits the first one. She's made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row.
Free throw exhibition here.
Irish get it back up to 13. Their lead was, I think, was 27 at one point. And the Knights got it down to 10. Teresa misses the second. Harrington on the drive, jump stop in the lane, takes the shot, won't go, rebound. Holtzinger, they triple team her, and they're fouling the heck out of her with 7 seconds to go. And so the Irish girls survive a frantic comeback by the Knights in the fourth quarter. But they built up enough insurance with a good offensive ball game to hang on the fourth quarter, and they've got the right girl at the free throw line, Teresa Holtzinger. And the Lady Irish will move to 7-4. The Knights will move to 7-5, I think. The Knights' schedule's a little messed up. I think this is their last game, and I think I have it right now, but they should have 14 league games. No, they only have 12 because the Riverside Christian doesn't have a team. Teresa hits them both. Irish lead at 58-43. Harrington throws another wild shot up. It won't go. And that's the ball game. Teresa Holtzinger goes over to Harrington, gives her a high five, shakes her hand, and the teams huddle up. Boy, they cleared that score quick. 58-43, I think it was.
Yes,
yep. Is that it?
Yep.
All right. Happy totals when we come back. The Lady Irish win it 58-43 on 94.1 FM. HSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings,
801 West Poplar Street, and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the sales. The Irish boys team and the Sunnyside Christianite boys team are warming up. The Lady Irish go wire to wire against Sunnyside Christian's girls here. There's a very low-scoring first quarter in the ball game. Each team just two first-quarter field goals. The Irish led 7-5 after the first 8 minutes. Then the Irish got it going offensively, and they kept doing it the whole ball game offensively. They outscored the Knights 16-7 in the second quarter, 18-11 in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter, the Knights got rolling too. DeSales scored 17 points. The Knights scored 19. But the Irish win it 58-43. Let's look at the individual totals for the Knights. Coach Stormy Van Bell got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls in the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How do you get 9 girls in the ballgame when only 8? Oh, Hannah Clapp must not have been here. All eight players got in the game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them scored points. 1 point for Kendall Real. 1 point for Taylor Rodel. 2 points for Alea Elizondo, a freshman. 5 points for Jaina Ellenboss. And then 23 points. Over half their points scored by Devin Harrington, the 5'3" senior point guard. She was 10 of 14 from the free throw line. She had 3 Hank Warden Edward Jones threes, but only 5 field goals overall, as the Irish really did make her earn it, and she did, at the free throw line and from the 3-point line. Okay, the sales, 58 points. I think that might be our season high. Just looking down the deal. Oh, we had 58 in a win over Touche. And 61 in a win over Prescott. So it ties for second. All right. I was curious about that. So Nick Hazeltine got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls in the ball game. 4, 5, 6 of them score points. 2 for Audrey Casso. 4 for Tessa Mendoza. 3 for Lindley Donnelly. She had a catch-and-shoot Hank Warden 3 in the third quarter when the Knights had knocked the lead down to about 10, and she and Teresa hit back-to-back threes. And then 3 DeSales players in double figures. Peyton Benavides, 14 points. The 5A junior scored 12 in the first half, picked up her fourth foul early in the third quarter, picked her fifth foul up in the fourth quarter. She had 2 free throws. After having 12 in the first half, total points, she ends up with 14. She fouled out with 4 minutes and 44 seconds left. Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, played very physical inside. She scored in every quarter of the ball game, including 6 points in the fourth quarter, a couple off of strong offensive rebound putbacks. She scores 14. And then Teresa Holtzinger, the 5'4 sophomore, battling against Devin Harrington, the 5'3 senior. Those 2 point guards went at it. Harrington won the first half 8-2. As Teresa had just 1 field goal in the first half, but Teresa scores 10 in the third quarter, and then 9 more in the fourth quarter. Teresa scores 19 second half points, 21 for the game, 12 of 14 from the free throw line. What an effort for Teresa. As a team, the Irish were an impressive 20 of 28 from the free throw line, whereas the Knights were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of 9 in the fourth quarter and 17 of 29 for the game. So The Knights shot 29 free throws. The Irish shot 28. They made three more than the Knights did. So a lot of free throws being shot by both teams. The Sales wins the ball game. They go to 10-9 on the season, 7-4 in the great division, and they'll finish third or fourth, depending on how Sunnyside Christian, well, Sunnyside Christian is done. I can't get through that, my thick skull. So the Lady Irish will finish third in the division. So they will travel and we can for the league tournament, but we can talk more about that tomorrow. Well, that's a summary of all the stats for the girls' game. Dairy Queen player of the game. Lon, do you have any objections to what I discussed with you during the break?
No, Teresa was definitely the player of both teams.
Yeah. You know, you commented, well, until the fourth quarter started, we were strongly thinking of Addison Mason, who would have been a great candidate. She had a strong fourth quarter herself, and she scored 6 fourth quarter points. But Teresa Holtzinger, 21 second half points in that 12 of 14 free throw shooting. It was kind of a changing of the guard with the top point guard in our division, as Harrington, the senior with 23, ends her career at least on games on the DeSales court, depending on how the league tournament goes. And Teresa gave her a nice handshake after the ball game. That was nice to see. So Teresa Holtzinger, our Dairy Queen player of the game. The Lady Irish will close out the regular season tomorrow right here at DeSales. 4 o'clock tip-off, senior night against Touche. The boys, number 5 ranked team in the state. On the other end of the court warming up, the Sunnyside Christian Knights, they're ranked number 10 in the state. We've got a good one coming up in the boys' contest. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.